Today, Israel's Security Cabinet approved a plan to greatly expand the army's ground offensive in South Lebanon. The plan calls for a wider push some 15 miles north up to the Litani River. Israel says the goal is to try to weaken the rocket launching and ground fighting capabilities of Hezbollah. After a month of heavy fighting, Israeli forces continue to face stiff resistance. 15 Israeli soldiers have been killed since last night. As NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Jerusalem, Israeli military analysts expect that a wider ground operation will be difficult.
For residents of northern Israel who've remained in their hometowns, the Hezbollah rocket fire is a dreadful daily reminder of the group's continued fighting ability. And for soldiers, the tough grind on the ground underscores Hezbollah's tenacity. Israeli infantry and armored forces continue to suffer significant casualties in Lebanese villages, including Bint Jebel, just a few short miles from the Israeli border. Many Israelis said today's cabinet decision to push further north with additional troops was overdue.
You know, we say it's better late than never, but I believe that we are a little bit late.
Major General Ze'ev Livnei is a former head of the Israeli Army's Ground Forces Command. He's fought in every Israeli war since the Six-Day War of 1967. A month ago, Israeli commanders thought they could cripple Hezbollah's rocket threat with air and artillery power alone. They could not. General Livnei says ground forces should have gone in harder, faster, and in greater numbers to try to destroy the short-range rockets,
which are now the main problem to our citizens along the northern border. I believe that the mission of the military force is to defend the civilians, even if it is costly and painful, and it is going to be costly and painful, in order to defend the population and to defend the state of Israel.
Nearly 70 Israeli soldiers have been killed so far, and Israelis are now bracing for more casualties. One army commander reportedly estimated that up to 200 soldiers could lose their lives in any push to the Litani River. Today, Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah vowed to turn South Lebanon into a graveyard for Israel. Hezbollah guerrillas have been able to employ wire-guided anti-tank missiles with devastating effect. And they're not just using them against armored forces, army sources say, but against infantry in built-up areas as well. In addition, an army official says it appears Hezbollah commanders still maintain some level of command and control capability over their ground forces, despite weeks of heavy air and artillery fire. Israeli Brigadier General Yossi Kupervaser says Hezbollah is using guerrilla tactics, but is organized, quote, like a real army. After a month of fighting with more than 10,000 ground forces in Lebanon, army officials say they believe they've killed some 250 to 300 Hezbollah fighters. That number hardly matches the tough talk of smashing Hezbollah some Israeli officials voiced at the start of the military operation. And few here have any illusions that an Israeli ground push to the Litani River will mean the end of Hezbollah as a fighting force. Shlomo Braun, the Israeli Army's former chief of strategic planning, says it will be hard indeed to define victory militarily against Hezbollah.
How do you defeat a guerrilla force? By capturing territory? Well, we can capture every territory that we want in Lebanon. But a guerrilla force, when it happens, it either withdraws to areas that are not captured and continue its operation, or it melts into the civilian population and turns into a kind of insurgency. That's what we see in Iraq.
Now that the Security Cabinet has approved a wider ground operation, it's up to Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and his Defense Minister Amir Peretz to decide when to move ahead with the plan. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jerusalem.